both those who take the initiation and also those who are guests to this initiation. Hare Krishna, Daksha is also, please sit with us, Daksha. It's very nice for me to see that initiation has really two or three dimensions, at least three dimensions. I would say the most important of these three dimensions is that we are really preparing ourselves in seriousness to go back home, back to Godhead. And I feel it is this dimension, the ultimate dimension, which is of great interest also for those who do not go to the initiation today, but who have received initiation in other times. It's a commitment, really, which all of us have once felt, and which is very much alive in those who take sacred vows. I liked very much when Kunya Bihari Prabhu reminded us that we should, also if we are not taking the initiation today, connect with this motivation, this orientation, this goal, and feel enthusiastic. The second dimension of initiation is certainly to be allowed entry into an ancient school, the parampara. In our case, the Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, originating from Krishna and then going over Lord Brahma and all these exalted souls to our modern times. And the third dimension of the initiation is a little bit connected with our present spiritual master, from whom we do take these sacred, who helps us to be connected with the parampara and with our ultimate goal, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I would like to read you about something about this dimension, which I found just recently and which I thought explains it very, very nice. It's from an interview with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, sits in his rooms, and there is one Irish poet. His name is Mr. O'Grady. And not greedy, Grady. And there's an interesting discussion going on between the two. So Prabhupada says, the best friend is the spiritual master because he saves one from the blazing fire of confusion. Then Mr. O'Grady says, but the problem is how to find such a spiritual master. Prabhupada answers him, no, there is no problem. The problem is in you. If you are sincere, you have got problems, but God is within your heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayash arjuna tishtati. God is not far away. God is within your heart. So if you are sincere, then God will give you a spiritual master. So the Irishman is convinced. Mr. O'Grady says, thank you, that's a nice point. That I know. If I'm sincere, God helps me. Prabhupada. Therefore, God is called Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. And the physical spiritual master is God's mercy. If God sees that you are sincere, he will give you a guru who can give you protection. Oh, God. Please, whenever you hear children cry, mothers, please take care of your children. And it's best you take care of them before they cry. So Prabhupada says, there's Krishna within our heart. He's the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. And if he sees that we are sincere, then this Krishna in the heart makes an arrangement that we meet a physical representation of him in the form of the spiritual master. So that is stated. Now Prabhupada will quote from Shastra, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridaya sajuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantarudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Now Prabhupada will explain this verse a little bit to us. How Krishna is within the heart of every one of us. Everyone, without exception, is directing the ways of everyone. I find this motive so nice. You know, Krishna has directed you now to sit down on this initiation fire because he has seen that you want this. You want to come back home, back to him. And when Krishna saw that your desire is sincere, then Krishna made all the necessary arrangements which have brought you now to this situation. The situation where you're sitting and before taking your vows. Huh? So the body is just like a machine. The spirit soul is sitting on this machine and God is there within the heart. He's giving the direction. You wanted to do this. Now you go and you do this. So if you are sincere, now God, I want you, then he will give you direction. You go and get it. This is the process. But if you want something else than God, then God will give you direction. You go and take that. He is so very kind. Ishvara Sarva. I want to have something and he is within my heart and he is giving me direction. Yes, you come here. You take this. So if God can give you indication, you go and take this, then why not the spiritual master? First of all, we must be eager, very eager to again revive our God consciousness. Then God will give us the spiritual master. So this third dimension of the initiation ceremony, that upon at the moment someone becomes eager to go to come to Krishna, then Krishna directs him. I'm reminded of Primosh. Primosh is one of the candidates who will take his first initiation today. He is also a Drachenflieger, you know, he flies like a dragon. Only 10 minutes before the initiation ceremony, Primoz was still flying around somewhere in Croatia. And Gorahari phones him, Primoz, where are you? And Primoz is saying, so many obstacles came in my way, but today, I'm just a few minutes ago away from you. Can you start a little later, please? And Gorahari said, no problem. We always start a little later. And he just made it in the proper time. Just the same minute I came down, Primoz was there, freshly showered, putting his tilak on, making the last arrangements, and he came. There was another initiation 1 year ago where one devotee didn't come. The place remained empty. I had his beads, I had the names, the name, everything, but this devotee was not so eager. He didn't come. He's here with us today, and he will somehow, I think, get a good inspiration today that eagerness is so important. You have to make this first priority to become, let me say, connected in Krishna consciousness. And it is so important that you keep this eagerness alive. Don't lose the eagerness, then you will lose your life. Your spiritual life will go the moment you lose the eagerness. Therefore, I always recommend to all of you, think about the time when you were eager and reconnect with this feeling, which will help you very much to overcome all the difficulties which you face at the present moment. Because if Krishna sees that we are eager, that we want it, we want something very bad, then, how to explain it? It's not you who have to make it happen. It's not you who have to who are in control of getting what you are eager for. No, we are so helpless. We are so small. If we are eager, then it is Krishna who helps us to get. You know, we only have two hands, but Krishna has millions of hands. And if Krishna takes your case seriously, and Krishna sees that you want something very bad, badly or very, why we say we want something very badly, we should say we want something very goodly. Our Western language is not very spiritual, really. So when Krishna sees that you want something very goodly, very much you want it, then Krishna comes with his millions of hands, and he can arrange everything. There is no difficulty in our lives. Please never think, oh, how will I ever become enthusiastic? How will I become pure? How will I solve this? Just desire Krishna. Just you should want Krishna. Then Krishna, who's in the heart, he will make the arrangement that for sure you will obtain what you get. You have only two hands, but Krishna has millions and billions of hands. He can make a better arrangement than you, believe me. So surrender to the Lord in an eager way. Today we will give first and second initiation in our parampara. The first initiation is the Harinam initiation. The second is the Diksha mantras. The Gayatri mantras. There are devotees today with us who get these initiations, either first or second. I want to say a few words for this first initiation. When you take first initiation, it's very important that you understand what you are getting. This first initiation is called Harinam Diksha, where you get the holy names of Krishna. Most of you chant, I mean, not most of you, all of you chant your 16 rounds. So what is now the difference that you get the Harinam initiation? Is there a difference at all? Well, the difference is that you are now officially connected with the school. You now have an invitation to this wonderful school, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and you will be accepted, and there will be additional strengths. Because I come from North Germany, the land of sailors, I will give you an example from this. There is extra wind in your sails. Now, all of you who know to sail a boat, you know, when there is extra wind, that is not enough. You also have to steer your boat. Only when there is wind and when there is steering will you reach the goal. So, in the same way, with the first initiation, you will get extra strength now by being connected with the powerhouse. But Ali medutum, Abba, however, it is very important that you steer your boat. You have to know how to use the strength which you get so that it moves you into the right direction. And the steering has to be done by you, at least partially. It has to be done by you, and if you accept your spiritual master, which I think you should, because after all, why have a guru if you don't accept him? Then he will help you to steer your boat. He will give you the instructions. Do like this, now left, now right, now forward, and so on. Huh? So strength comes from Krishna. But directions which help you to steer come from the guru. That is explained in our scriptures, and I think those of you who like verses, remember the verse, the human form of life is a precious boat, and the spiritual master, the captain, and Krishna gives the winds of prema, which will push us forward. So please chant your holy names. Now, from now onwards, with the right direction, the right understanding, that my dear Krishna, I'm your part. I don't want to sail around too much in the ocean of birth and death any longer. I want to reach the shore, the other end. And that means I have to focus myself while I chant on you. My dear Lord Krishna, please accept me in your service. Please accept me. I am a fallen soul who has fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Pick me up and take me out of this. This orientation must be there, otherwise you don't reach. Also, you should know what are the obstacles in reaching your goals. These are the 10 offenses. You know, let us all remember them at this auspicious time. The first offense was to blaspheme the devotees who have given their life to spreading Krishna consciousness. The second offense is what? Ah, I see you. My God, are you working hard on these things? Are you sometimes reading our books, by the way? You are disappointed me again. I have to think. I always have to think when I come to Sachidananda Swami's classes. Yes, Prabhu, think a little bit. I won't say what the offenses are. You have to say.
Whether the names of Brahma and Shiva equal or better than the names of Brahma.
Thank you. Here is a Brahmana, disciple of Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, has saved you on this day. What is the third offense? I would like to hear from my own disciples, just for encouragement on this day, that they also read the books sometimes. Good. The fourth offense. Okay, you have all the points. We will now hear from others. The fifth.
Give meaning to Maha Mantras that are not correct, to imagine our own meaning of the Holy Scriptures.
Wonderful, wonderful. By the way, my dear devotees, I know that you know. I just needed something to switch on your intelligence and create a little sweat in you. Sixth offense. Silence. Vinda Devi.
Consider the glories of the holy name to be imagination or
Yes. Seventh. No, don't discourage them. They try their best, you know. We got a little mixed up, but we are on course. Don't worry. You mix too. Seventh. Thank you. Eighth. Yeah, it's a ritual. It's a ritual. It's a good ritual, but it's only a ritual, yes. Ninth offense, please. To instruct a faithless person in the glories of the Holy Name. I hope I don't do this today. And the tenth? Not exactly. To remain on material consciousness and not have sufficient faith, huh? To be still imprisoned in eye and mind, and not have got enough faith. Huh? My dear devotees, these are blockers of your advancement. You can chant and chant and chant Bahu Janma for many births if you do not avoid these things. Then there will be no advancement. So I know that on this day you are most probably tired and so excited and you are just thinking, I hope I remember the four rules and regulations when he asks me. I know this is, you know, was my only meditation when I went to the initiation. 4 points I have to remember. I don't know if I make it, but I try. Yeah, but I want to really request you in your private time, please study this. And I'm suggest to you that you read in the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. There's good information about the 10 offenses, and there are also positive attitudes which help you to never do them, to not even think of them. Maybe that's why some of you couldn't remember, because you are very positive. You just praise the devotees. You are free from material consciousness all the time, and so on. Good. So 10 offenses need to be avoided, and I suggest to do that by living a very positive spiritual life, free from mental obstructions in your spiritual life, with good association, with the help of kind devotees left and right, and with a clear orientation where you wish to go in this human form of life. The second initiation is also given today. A second initiation means to come much closer to our spiritual master, and also to your orientation. See, the second initiation we get mantras which are firmly establishing in our lives. Each day, three times, where we want to go. There are Guru mantras, there are Gauranga mantras, and there's Radha and Krishna mantras, which you obtain at the second initiation. And they will, when you chant them at the proper time, they will serve as powerful, let us say, reminders of your goal. They are helping you to every day go deep into meditation about what is your actual goal in life. You know, they're very powerful. However, also here we must avoid the offenses. For instance, we must make sure that every day we are chanting them. There's only one exception, That is, when we are in the midst of a very demanding service, it is said, when you do devotional service during the time when the sandhyas are the proper times, morning, noon and evening, but if you have devotional service during that time, then 60,000 sages jump in, so to say, and chant for you. Now, please don't now think, okay, 60,000 saints are much better than me. From now on, I will readily vacate my place. You know, let them chant. They are much more qualified, and I will just eat and sleep during this time. And so on. No, this is an exception. It is not the rule. Huh? If the 60,000 sages see that you are always calling them, or calling them more often than it's decent, they won't come. And then you really are in trouble. What will happen to you is what happened to me many years ago, where due to intense preaching schedules, and some of you who know my schedules know it's inhuman sometimes, I was neglecting to chant on time, and then one day I sat down and I couldn't remember any one of the mantras. The mantras had disappeared. Durga Devi had stolen them. This is what happens to the one who doesn't chant. And I was horrified. I really was shocked. I really thought this would never happen. Here I was, and everything was taken away from me. And I just couldn't say them any longer. Then I decided, this one, I must do some service now to the Gayatri Mantras. And that was the reason why, that was my reason for my spiritual life, why I wrote the book, the Gayatri book. It is a book which took 5 years, and as I worked on it every year, I could see how the mantras were coming back again, and so on. This book is now there for you in the English language and in Russian and in many other languages of the world. Those who are getting Brahmin initiation, you have to pass a test on this book. We didn't have the test ready. We have it only ready now, isn't it, Guru Hari? You are here. So those of you who get the Brahmin initiation, there are wonderful questions which are prepared by a host of devotees, by several devotees under my guidance, and it will help you to read the book and understand it. And I'm expecting from you that within half a year's time, I will get from all of you the answers to these questions. Huh? You can mail them to me, or you can even better send them in a nice letter by conventional post, because my email is terrible, overflooded always. There's always monsoon in the email. Good. These Gayatri Mantras, this is what I wanted to say, help you to direct your spiritual life so that you can go to the place where you want. Direction is important. If you, in two of these initiations, the word for you on this initiation is the same, direction, or let us use a better word in Sanskrit, connection, sambandha, very important. Otherwise, the strength which will come will not bring you where you want to go. If you don't steer your boat, you consistently do not follow the instructions of your spiritual master, and you consistently do not steer your life according to these instructions, my dear devotees, you will not reach your life. And you will not reach your life's goal, I wanted to say. And there are too many people in the Hare Krishna movement who have been stranded on some foreign beach. We need to cross the ocean of samsara, and we want to go to the other side of this ocean. We don't want to land on the Atria, or on the Atlantic Ocean or so. We want to cross Viraja, the river which separates the material from the spiritual world. And for that you need to use the blessings and the strengths which are available by directing your ship on the right course according to the instructions of the spiritual master. This is what I wanted to say. I thank you very much for listening. Please take this to heart. And now we will enter into the next phase of the initiation. I will return the microphone. Or what is next, Konya Bihari? Jai Gopal will sing?
Amen. Mm-hmm.